Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You are welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord, and that's why I want everyone listening to me right now to kindly help us to share, because in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy. I want you to invite as many people as you want to see their lives being transformed this morning by the word of God, as many people that you want to make an impact in their life directly or indirectly. And if this is your first time of joining us, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. This is the platform where we get to learn here and we get to share the word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 7th day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful Wednesday, and we will be looking at a topic that says, "He can change it." He can change it. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 6. I am so glad that our Father in heaven. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 27 to chapter 29. Our memory verse is taken from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11, which says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 18 from verse 1 to 6. Jeremiah chapter 18 from verse 1 to 6. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was mad in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, over the past 3 days, I discussed how everything that happens on earth is according to God's design and that we are actors in his grand play. Because God is the writer of the play, he can change some things in it, such as actors, scenes, sequences, and the like, to suit his grand vision. For example, in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30, he told Eli, I said indeed that you and your father's house will stand before me forever, but now I change my mind. That is an instance of God changing the actors that would be involved in carrying out his grand vision. God is the writer and director of your life. And the earlier you cooperate and surrender to him, the better it will be for you. I pray that you will never do anything that will cause God to change his mind concerning his will and his purpose for your life in Jesus' name. As the director of your life, God can also change parts of your life that doesn't fit his purpose anymore. In today's Bible reading, Jeremiah was in his house when God told him to go to the potter's house because he wanted to speak to him there. If I were Jeremiah, I would have asked, "Daddy, are we not speaking already? Let's continue our conversation here." Thank God Jeremiah was an obedient fellow. And also, I mentioned in the just concluded series, obedience will keep you at the center of God's will. He stood up immediately and went to the potter's house. He went to the potter's house where he met the potter working on a vessel. As Jeremiah watched, the vessel got damaged in the potter's hand. But instead of throwing it away, the potter remolded it into another vessel. By the time it was done, it didn't look like the vessel had once been damaged. Jeremiah 18 verse 4 says, "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in his hand. So he made it again another vessel, and seemed good to the potter to make it." Beloved, God can change those damaged portions of your life if you surrender everything to him. He can remold you into another vessel fit enough to fulfill his original plan for your life. Don't give up on the promises he had made to you or the glimpses of the glorious destiny that he has shown you because of negative circumstances or past mistakes. He can change everything and make your life a beautiful story of grace. Only put your trust in him. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, "Father, I surrender myself to you. Make me a vessel that is fit to fulfill your good plans and measure in Jesus' name. Father, I surrender myself to you. Make me a vessel that is fit to fulfill your good plan and pleasure in Jesus' name. Amen." If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again or till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.